information right there. You can't see that clock, man. It's kind of, and I'm not saying Brother Jay is old, but it's kind of like following my daddy up there. He's been a father to me in the ministry. I think, so I appreciate Brother Jay. I'm the last thing before us getting a nap, so we'll try not to be too long. Because I want one about as bad as y'all do. Thank you for the hospitality. Thank you for the dinner. Y'all can ever get around Hoboken, Georgia, which is right close to Waycross, Georgia, a little church over called Mars Hill. We'll try to return the favor. Treat y'all like y'all treated us this week. It's been good. I want to share this a little bit with you. Probably going to tell you nothing you don't already know. Just maybe try to remind you of a thing or two. And look and turn to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. We're going to look at the first few verses. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. And he went out from thence, and he came into his own country. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogues, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. He marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about their villages teaching. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. But be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into the house, there abide till ye depart far from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth himself in him. Brother Bill, being nervous is a good sign. I'm in good shape right now. Brother Charles Godwin probably brought this on me anyway. He said, You know they're going to call on you after dinner. He said, I wrote your name on the back of my card. I said, I didn't know you supposed to do that. But anyway, I'm glad to be here. But thinking about Jesus is returning to Nazareth for the last time. He's going back, and he's got his disciple with him. Class is about, these are 12 preachers in training. Class is getting short. Time's running out. He's called them to go. And then we all know, we all been there. You know, he talks about the first. They talk about, and when the Sabbath day come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him, they were astonished, It says somewhere where he was teaching with one with authority. Well, he ought to have authority because this was God in the flesh that was teaching and was telling. They had never heard nobody teach like this. I mean, the best of preachers on the best today can't teach like Jesus can teach.
That's right.
You know, he was astonished. Saying, from hence, from whence hath this man these things, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Or been a clue, you know. But sometimes we can't see the forest for trees. Do like we do. We try to rationalize that. Ain't this Mary's boy? Ain't he just an old carpenter? How can he be teaching like one with authority like this? One that, like he is. Yeah. How could this be? We know his brothers. We know his mother. That's Joseph. You know, we know his sisters. They live here. And Jesus said unto them, a prophet is without honor, but in his own country. And we know sometimes it's easier to go other places. You know, his brother, I think Brad done gone now. When Brother J.E. left, me and Brother Steve called me and said, Brother J.E. had stepped down as being pastor there at Mount Zion. And he said, I'm afraid they're going to, he didn't say it quite like that, but that's kind of what I was hearing. He was afraid that they're going to call me to be the pastor. And they did. And he's doing a great job. But I said, well, the good thing is, you know, they know everything good about you. They was there when you was ordained. They were there. They've seen you grow. They've seen you walk. They knew you when Donald knew you when he was a boy. But I said, the bad thing is, they know all the bad about you, too. I mean, and we all got things. We just assumed people didn't know. But anyway, but no reflection on Brother Steve. God's using him and mounted there. But Jesus said, a prophet without honor, but his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could here do no mighty works, save he laid his hands. Well, he couldn't do no mighty works. He just laid his hands on a few sick folks. Just healed a few sick folks. Just made a few people that were sick. A lady that had an issue of blood. Just been sick 12 years. She touched the hem of her garment. Just made the people that couldn't walk to walk, and blind to see, and deaf to hear. They just nothing real great and astonishing. Not in God's eyes. I mean, you know. He laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. He marveled because of their unbelief. I wonder if he'd marvel today, because we've been given, them have been given much as required. I mean, we've all heard great and preaching today. God has blessed the preaching, and y'all just tolerate this a little bit, we'll be through. But we've been given much. We got something that them old patriarchs of the Bible ain't got, or does not have. I can't say it ain't. We're in Alabama now. It's probably a little higher standard over here. But in Georgia. we got the written word. We can pick this word up and read it any time we want to read it. You know, it's there with us. It ain't just a place to keep birth dates and anniversaries and deaths in. It's a living word of God that we can pick up and read and study.
Right.
But we got something better. Now, I used to look right at first God first called me and took the scales off my eyes, and you go to reading, you know, read about people like Brother David in the Bible. Well, David was a man after God's own heart, and he struggled. I mean, look, how did God speak to me? Hey, we got something David didn't have. The Holy Spirit would come to live with a person for a specific reason, a specific task at this time. On the day of Pentecost, each one has been born into this church, been brought out of darkness. We got the Holy Spirit living inside us each and every day. This become a tabernacle, that Holy Spirit. This we are the tabernacle. We got a gift. We got that Holy Spirit teaching us and living with us and guiding us and directing us. You know, we can push him back over there. We can let sin come between. That's what that verse, Brother J.E. and some more had mentioned this morning. 1 John 1:9, it cleaned us up just like that first day we came to know it. But don't let them pile up. Don't let them pile up. Keep them fessed up regularly. It's a lot easier, right. You know, fess them one by one. But anyway, and they marveled, though, because of their unbelief, and went around about the village teaching them. He called unto him the 12, And he began to send them forth two by two. He was telling them then, go, go. Send them two by two. Somebody hit on this morning. Let's see if I can find it right quick. Like, two by two. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he is fallen, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Right.
He was saying, he knew it was supposed to strengthen. We need brothers in the ministry. We need brothers. We need brothers, not just the ministry, in this walk. We need somebody we can call. We need somebody we can call in the middle of the night, and they'll listen to us. Just like brother talk, there's people we need to call in the middle of the night sometime and talk to and answer that phone. I mean, we live in. Some brother said today, we all blessed with have this great thing called a cell phone, but we can see who's calling too. And sometimes that brother done call three or four times, and you fix to eat supper, but go on, answer it up.
Right.
I mean, you just might be that vessel that God's going to use to encourage him. Amen. You know, to bring. Anyway, he marveled at their unbelief. And he called them, verse 7, and he called unto them the 12 and began to send them forth two by two and give them power over unclean spirits. Now Jesus is calling. Jesus said, this ain't the last time he does this. And it ain't just these 12 disciples. It's to all of us. This is what he says in Matthew. Right in the end of Matthew. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. Go. Go ye therefore, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Hey, he's telling you to go, but I am with you always. We ain't got to go by ourselves. We ain't got to go in our own power and our own strength. First chapter of Acts, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is coming to you, and you shall be witnessing to me. You shall receive power. Mm-hmm. You know, you ain't got to go in your own power. Thank goodness. You shall receive power. But go, you shall go witnessing to me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. You know, wherever he leads you, there you go. Hey, heard. Brother Stanley, I think at dinner, and he, you know, I was at least, I was on the other table. Talk about going to the nursing home every week to bring a message. Brother Jeff goes to the nursing home. If God called you to go to the nursing home, get up and go. You know, God called me. We think about going. We think about people going to the Philippines or something, or going to Africa or something. But he may be calling you to go to the hospital. He may be calling you to go to the nursing home. He may be calling you to go to the jailhouse. Wherever he's calling to go, get up and go.
Amen.
He said, I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna empower you. We don't have to do this on our own. And he commanded them. Verse 8, he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip for bread, no money in their purse. He's sending them.
That's right.
He's gonna take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you ever felt the urge to go do something? Wasn't sure you ought to go do this and this? Let me tell you something. If it's something that's bringing honor and glory to God, it probably ain't yourself. It's probably a God. And some, if we listen to that and be obedient to that, that voice gets a little louder next time, you know. But when we go. But you ever sit there and I can't go over and talk to them people. I don't know what I say. Well, sometimes, and this is a hard, hard trait. My wife don't laugh for somebody in my genes and my family. Sometimes all it takes is just listen. Sometimes it ain't what we say so much as just having a shoulder to cry on, somebody to listen to. You know, but if God's got something for you to say, he'll give you something to say. Sometimes it even amazes me. You know what? It would just be still and let God be God. You know, just be that vessel. Be obedient to go. But he said, don't take no script with you. Don't take your bags with you. Don't take your bread with you. I'll take care of you.
Right.
You just go. You just go. He should be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, in what place soever you enter into a house, there abide till you depart the place.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be just picking the best spot. I mean, go where I send you. You know, go where you meet. I mean, you know, I'm over here at old church so and so. But boy, over here, this over here, boy, go to Alabama. Man, they take care of things they have, and church is a lot better in Alabama. You know, well, God put you here, you better stay here where you at. If he's put you in Alabama, he's put you, you know, stay where, the same thing as he's telling about the house, go where I send thee and stay where I put you to till I move you. So, and whatsoever shall not receive you nor hear you when you depart thence, shake off the dust off your feet. Don't let it deter you. Don't let rejection, don't let somebody, a door, I mean, just go on down the road to the next place that God sends you. Anyway, and whosoever shall not, let's see, let's go on down. Verse 12, and they went out and preached that men should repent. What did the forerunner of Christ preach? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What did Jesus tell them? Repent, turn to God. To repent. That's all he's telling us. This message ain't changed. Message is simple. You know what happened? I seen this the other night. Acts chapter 8. This is, if you don't go, Acts chapter 8 verse 4, therefore, they that were scattered abroad. He scattered them. The church was young, church was all huddled around this little small place. He scattered them. This is that old time religion. It ain't the religion of mom and daddy, it ain't religion of Uncle Percy, and this is religion of that. What's it say? Somebody, you quoted it today several times, and then last night, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. But what does it say? Continue in the doctrine of the apostles. That's old time. That's what we strive as old Baptists, as original Baptists, as primitive Baptists. But this keep what's that? Jesus said this church, the gates of hell can't prevail against it. I mean, it's gonna stand when the world's on fire.
Amen.
You know, and we hope that will keep it going today and do it. But he scattered abroad. I think where I was for a minute. But read that last part. Went everywhere preaching the word.
Mm-hmm.
Went everywhere preaching mm-hmm. the word. Preaching to repent, that men should repent. They cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. And the King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. That's the rest of this kind of been introduction. What did it say there? Go back and read that verse a minute. And King Herod heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
They heard of Jesus. They didn't hear about John. They didn't hear about Mark. They didn't hear about all these disciples. They wasn't out there doing what they did to bring glory and honor to them. They was out there preaching the word. They was being obedient to God.
Yeah.
They was telling about a man named Jesus. You know, they was telling the good news of Jesus Christ. Content. Everything that disciples were doing was in the name of Jesus.
Right.
It was about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Tell them about Jesus. You know, it's not what they could do. It's not what the disciples do, what God could do through them. What did Brother Paul say? I must decrease so he must increase. You know. And if I leave here, you don't remember my name, that's fine. That's fine. Hey, we'll all get, we'll sing, we'll, all go to heaven one day, Lord willing, and we can sing up there. What the important thing is to remember is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The one that he's sending them to go and tell about. Preach, repent ye, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But it's about what Jesus could do through them. It's not about their ability or their availability, the duty that God may or will call upon us to perform. This is the sweet part. Whatever he asks us to do, he's going to give us the ability to do it. I just ate a bunch of barbecue and it was good, and I was cocked back and I was ready to sit there and probably nod a little bit and be content. But whatever is called upon us to do, God is greater. I can tell you. I thought about that first time. I started to tell you this, and I didn't. I heard Brother Philip Conley say one time, "Brother, I'm not no orator, and I'm not no eloquent speaker. I can't entertain you. If y'all don't pray hard, y'all gonna have a hard afternoon." But it's what God can do through a man. It's right. Not what a man can do.
Amen.
You know? It's I want to talk about in closing. Talk about Jesus just a few minutes and tell you a few things about him to remember by. Number one, in John, Apostle John, or the Gospel according to John, remember this, the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. That's the Jesus I'm talking about. That's the Jesus that called us. That's the Jesus that sees you. That's the Jesus that tells you, go ye therefore and teach it and preach it and baptize it in the name of me. You know, that's the one. The same was in the beginning with God. He's always been there. Jesus always been there. You know, it's God the Father. Me and my grandma was talking one morning, go to school. And we're talking about Jesus. I said, that's God's son. He said, Grandpa, there's another one. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, there's another one. He said, that Holy Spirit, that Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All things were made by him. Everything that we know is made by him. We ain't never created nothing. We've took some of the stuff that he's blessed us with and made things out of it, but everything. That God created all things. All things are created by him. There was not anything that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. And the light that shineth. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principles or powers, all things were created by him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. I reckon most preachers get together. Where are you serving at? What are you serving? And we all know we serve him. It ain't nothing. But a preacher is just a servant. That deacon is just a servant. I mean, Christ is the head of the church. He died for it.
Right.
He died for it. He died for the church on that cross. He is the head, the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have preeminence. What's that mean? That means he'll come first.
That's right.
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. It ain't Jesus plus anything. But Jesus should be first.
Right.
You know, it don't take. I mean, we ain't got to memorize this book. We ain't got to get pretty enough. We ain't got to make enough money. You know, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus does the same. That's like Brother Jeff shared this morning. You know. It ain't we got to get to heaven one day and wonder if we've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. Because if we one of his, Jesus has done all that.
Amen.
Jesus has done all that. One of my favorite verses. Talking about Jesus. It's Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. It don't say he may. It don't say he could. It says he shall save their people. How many of his people? All his people. Hey, we serve a successful Savior.
Amen.
We serve a Jesus that is able.
Right.
Everyone that God chose before the foundation of the world,
that's it.
Jesus redeemed on that cross. They put him in that grave, but the grave couldn't hold him.
Sure couldn't.
It's just the same as that. He gave us victory over death, victory over the grave. You know. And everyone that God chose, everyone that Jesus died on that cross to redeem, the Holy Spirit's going to call at some point in time.
Amen.
Everyone.
Amen.
Let me read that again. For he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save. Just a couple more, and I'll get out of the way. We can go to our places. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Talking about verse 29. Jesus talking, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life. That's the Jesus we serve. That's the Jesus that told us to go forth, to go, teach, preach, baptize. That's the God. That's the one that's sending us for. That's the one that's going to equip. That's the one. That's the one we preach about. That's the one we tell about. He shall never see. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
That's right.
Never. Perish. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's just like putting a warm, that's just like a blanket and a hot cup of coffee.
Okay.
I mean, that's comfort.
Amen.
You know, I ain't so worried about y'all taking that away from me. But it says, what's it say right there? Neither shall any man put them out of my hand. That includes myself.
That's right.
If I am one, I am one. They don't, you know, I ain't got to worry about if I've done everything to the T. No man can pluck. I just see each one that Jesus died for.
Amen.
Each one in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
His hand. Well, he goes on and tells us, I think. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You look, see that now. We're resting in Jesus' hand. The one that created all things. The firstborn. One that died for this church that we hope to be a part of, you know, in his hand is resting in the Father. If anybody could take us out of Jesus' hand, I mean, and I have a hard time separating all that sometimes, God the Father and God the Son. I know there's one God, but there's three parts of that God. No man can separate us from the love of God. You can take that to the bank.
Right.
Take that to the bank. My Father. Okay, look, one last place. People talk about the Lord's Prayer. Matthew on Sermon on the Mount, and my Father which is in heaven. That's Jesus' example of praying,
right.
How we're supposed to pray.
Right.
Look in John chapter 17, and you'll see the Lord's prayer. And he's praying for us. That one that's in safe in his hand, that's one that nobody can take away from his hands. And then verse 1, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And thou hast given me power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. How many did Jesus lose? It tells us about John. He ain't lost none.
That's right.
He ain't going to lose none.
That's right.
You know, and as many as thou hast given me, been given eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, the Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. This is Jesus talking to the Father. Now listen to what he said. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self and with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. And in verse 7, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are thee. For I have given unto them the word which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. Now, I have a hard time sometimes understanding. Some of these old boys and the peoples, they don't want to really have a whole lot to do with you. If something comes along in their life, they don't know how to deal with and how to handle them. And they ain't really have a whole lot of use for you before then, but when that time comes, they want to come to you, brother, will you pray for me? And you're going to tell them, yes, that's what we do. And you do. And you take it and say, and what I like to do is pray for them then before I forget it.
Yeah.
You know, let's pray. If you want me to pray, let's pray. But they got the same access to God that we have, yeah. Especially if they're a child of God, you know. But God, this is Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, the one that came and hung on that cross, the one that rose on that third day, one that's at the right hand of the Father now making intercession for each one that he died for. He's praying to the Father for us. He said, I pray for them, for us, if we are a child of God, if we've been adopted into that family, you know, if our hope rests upon the finished work of Jesus on that cross, you know, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. That's who we need to be telling about. There's a God out there that loves you enough that he sent his only begotten Son. If you got that desire to come and go to church, he ain't praying for you. That's a good sign that you are one of those that he's talking about here. I pray for them. Pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all thine are mine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Amen.
That's the Jesus I want you to remember. That's the Jesus that we serve. That's the Jesus. Not only his grace is good enough for us to live by, preach by, to walk by, to talk by, to live by. That's the grace. That God give us the grace to die by when our time comes.
Right.
You know, that dying grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Be with us. Don't remember. It's all right, like I told you. You don't remember who I am, but remember who I told you about.
Amen.
Remember a man named Jesus. And once again, thank y'all for your hospitality.